This is KNKX News. Students, family, and alumni of Kennedy Catholic High School in Burien have been speaking out over the forced resignations of two gay teachers. For Aaron Walsh, the issue is particularly painful. He graduated from the school in 2005 and later came out as gay. He's now a social worker in the Seattle area and the author of a website called Letters to a Young Gay Christian. Walsh spoke with KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross. He described his own journey of how he learned to accept himself without giving up his religious faith.
When did you first start to think that you might be gay?
I did not actually realize that I might be gay until I was 21 years old. When I was 21, I had my first crush on a coworker that hit me pretty strong and hard, and it was hard to deny it at that point. And it kind of threw me into about 3 years of really wrestling with my identity around sexual orientation and wondering, am I gay? Am I bi? What does this mean?
Were you raised Catholic?
Yeah, so I was raised Catholic. Went to Catholic church with my family. I was raised in Catholic schools, both for elementary school and high school. And, you know, I really have always been very much in love with God and just love my faith. And it's been a very important part of my heritage, my identity. And it's interesting how beliefs were passed on to me around sexual orientation. You know, it was never like, if you're gay, you're going to hell, or if you're gay, you're bad, or anything like that. You know, the way I was taught by my parents and also by my teachers in school, it was very loving and gentle. And the message was always, God loves you no matter what. God, you know, made us to love one another. And then kind of slipped in with that was kind of this message of, by the way, you know, the purpose of sexuality is, you know, to bring new life into the world and to unite a married couple. And that can only happen between a man and a woman. You need to do the right thing if you're gay and be celibate and not have sex with anyone ever and not date anyone ever. And that's the right way to be in the world.
When you were having this crush and you were feeling bad about yourself, did you have like an epiphany about, you know, actually, I'm fine?
So there are lots of little moments along the way that kind of led me to kind of accepting myself. And I think that one of the things was I was kind of reading through different parts of scripture, and there's this part in Romans that says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. And it's just this beautiful part of the Bible where St. Paul talks about how all the law is really about love and about loving each other, loving God, loving yourself. And so that was an epiphany for me in terms of realizing, well, if everything we're supposed to be doing for God and for each other is about love, how can it be wrong for two people to really love each other? And then I also did just a lot of thinking around, you know, the church teaching is that the purpose of sex is the creation of new life. And I did a lot of thinking about, well, what does it mean to create new life? Does it literally have to mean, you know, creating a new human baby? Or can it also be more metaphorical in terms of bringing, you know, joy and love and light into the world? And I talked to some, you know, really good mentors who kind of asked me good thought-provoking questions and just kind of helped me see that you could be a devout person of faith and have a different perspective on same-sex relationships while at the same time loving God and wanting to live a good and righteous life.
What has been the response to your website, Letters to a Young Gay Christian?
Yeah, so I wrote the website, Letters to a Young Gay Christian, because I wanted to create a free resource full of messages of hope and love and encouragement. In the website, I have letters like for the day you feel alone, for the day you're thinking of coming out, for the day you're rejected by a loved one for being gay, and also just happy celebratory things for the day you fall in love and for the day you feel filled by the Holy Spirit. And just so people could feel like they, you know, if they don't feel comfortable talking to someone in their life about it right at this moment, they can feel a little bit of a connection with somebody who's been through something similar from both the good and the not so good moments. And I've gotten a lot of emails from people all around the world, actually, and of all ages, just saying things like, this website has really meant a lot to me. There was one from a guy down in South America who has kind of evangelical minister parents, and he just wrote me an email like 2 days after I published the website saying, this is such an amazing website. Thank you so much. I'm just going to read these letters one at a time, even though I want to read them all right now. And that was so touching to me. And it just made me feel like this whole experience of going through what I went through was worth it just so I could create this website just for that one person.
So what's been going through your mind as you've seen these protests surrounding your alma mater, Kennedy Catholic High School?
It's been extremely painful for me. I feel so much for the teachers. In my mind and from my point of view, it's pretty clear that the reason they left is because there's this morality clause, which the Archdiocese interprets to mean people entering a same-sex marriage can't work for Catholic schools or the Archdiocese. So I really hurt for the teachers who are being pushed out because of their sexual orientation and because of who they love and who they're marrying. And I probably even more so hurt for the students. You know, I think this whole situation sends a message of people who are gay or people who marry people of the same sex aren't welcome here and are not allowed to be here, and there's something wrong with them. And whether or not the Archdiocese is trying to send that message, that's the message that's being sent.
Do you feel like we're now entering a period of change, like that the Catholic Church is going to have to listen to this, that it's become impossible to ignore?
I think the Catholic Church is at a point in its history where it is going to have to start making some choices about what it's going to do. I think the church historically has very much philosophically had a stance that the truth is the truth, we know it, and we're going to stand by it no matter what. It's interesting for me because in some ways I'm kind of an old school Catholic of like, I believe we've got to stand by the truth and stand up for truth and justice, even if it's unpopular. I just happen to think on some of these issues, the Catholic Church is wrong. So, you know, if you want to stand up for the truth, that sounds great. Just make sure you know what the truth is, you know? And I think that it's arrogant of the church to say, we absolutely know what the truth is in all circumstances. Like, I think that God is truth and that no one human being except for Jesus, who was God, can just know what all of the truth is. And so I think that the church can really gain a lot by being a little more humble and recognize maybe we don't know everything about everything, and we can kind of let the Holy Spirit guide us to understand things more deeply and over time.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, happy to do it. Thank you.
Aaron Walsh is a social worker and an alumnus of Kennedy Catholic High School in Burien. His website is called letterstoayounggaychristian.com. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.